Episode 100 approaches. Welcome to FlameFlash.net, episode 96. And let's get started with the Raptor Report. raptr.com/flameflash is where you can find me and multitudes of my gaming profiles. And also find out that I did PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale for the Vita. The IGN League continues, though I fear it's petering out. It's getting harder and harder to find the people online. Or at least online when I'm looking for them. And they're not... I'm the one having to request the session every time at this point. And I'm not sure I understand why. I guess others have lost interest in this, and I'm about ready to toss up my arms and just say heck with it. Come on, guys, if you're not wanting to participate, you shouldn't have signed up. Wii Fit Plus. I'm not sure I should be counting this game, because, well, I try to exercise every morning when I get up, so... Sure, it's a game, but I'm not doing it just for fun. It is a satisfying experience. I'm greatly looking forward to Wii Fit Plus, or Wii Fit U, when it eventually comes out. It's hard to justify it in calling it a game, though, in this case, since I'm not playing it for that purpose. I am hovering, if you're familiar with this game, right around my own real age, so that's good. Depending on the night before, usually if I have gotten enough sleep or not. So tomorrow, I'll probably get a plus a few days, or a few years. New Super Mario Bros. U. My biggest beef with this game is that it's not tied to your Nintendo ID. So, I did challenges, and beat the Sun's times on quite a few of them, which satisfies me. And then I also helped him progress on his save file. But I'm highly annoyed that I can't have a save file of my own. I should. I should be able to have a save file of my own, and I can't. Network ID, the Nintendo ID is not some Wii U standard. Huge mistake. This is like Sony when they started out saying, okay guys, you can not have trophies. We're not implementing some kind of trophy system yet. And then suddenly they start implementing it. Okay, after X date, you have to use trophies. Why did Nintendo not go from the start, you must use the network ID? Otherwise, it invalidates the point of the network ID. So I really don't see it if I don't have bound save files. That was what I was most excited about with the network ID. It makes sense for some games, or some sections of games. Let's be smart. Let's focus test this. Let's think. It would be great for each individual user to have their own set of 3 save files. If you're worried about hard drive space, bring it down to 2 save files per person. Share the challenge modes across people. So that way you can compete against your household members. But be smart about it. Nintendo Land, it makes sense. Which is the next game on the Raptor Report. It makes sense not to bind to the network ID because you work as a family, a team, to unlock the whole darn place. You don't want to have to go through the tutorial 5 different times because, well, five different people are sitting down to play it for the exact first time. Oh, hey, it's the first time. Welcome. Well, actually, I've been playing this with my family, too. It's not my first time here. Magic the Gathering. I think as of this post, I'm switching to 2013. Magic the Gathering 2012 has cycled out of standard, and it's high time I start recording my time in standard. Played and tested some of my new decks, though, and I'm very pleased with both, with all of them, with the Extort, with the Mill, and with the Evolve. The Mill got the most test time, but all three made my opponents go, hmm. And that's what I like. Being unexpected. That's something of what I have a lot of fun with when playing Magic. I get my butt beat most of the time. But if you can make your opponent go, hmm. I never thought that strategy would work. Or, wow, you gave me a run for my literal money, because I actually invest a lot of money in this. But that, is a very satisfying experience. I like to win, but I'm not spending the money on it. Persona 4. I have returned to this game, and clocked good amount of time into it with some progression. This latest dungeon is deep. It's so deep. Yes, I'm playing the bathhouse at this point. Still enjoying the game. Still greatly enjoying the game. I definitely see the replayability. I fear I probably won't come back to it after I beat it. New Game Plus options are great. When you have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time. Probably a game I won't be platinuming, that's for sure. Played well. Enjoyed 5.2. Played well a lot less than I have in previous weeks. Which makes me sad. I just haven't had the time. Sims 3 shows up. I played it long enough. It shows up as longer than WoW because kids were sick a couple of days this week and decided to play. University Life came out, installed, gave it a quick peek. I haven't delved into University Life enough really to appreciate it anyway yet, but I gave it a quick peek. It looks awesome. Achievement-wise, yay, Raptor Report. I finally went through all of the scenarios that were available in 5.0. Hugely satisfying experience. It pleases me greatly that there is the encouragement to do at least a scenario in Dungeon a Day. I'm super horrified about doing a dungeon as either healer or tank. Because I'm that rusty. But going in as tank in a scenario, it's a lot more straightforward. You just charge forth, grab them all up, and you're usually ending up with two other DPS guys that just completely destroy everything that's there. So that's satisfying. I just for some reason don't like the idea of going into a dungeon as a undergeared tank. Not sure why. People, I think. So, news-wise, gaming-wise, let's hit the weird news out there first. Because that was the end of the Raptor Report. Find me on Twitter. Find me over there on Raptor. Podcast at flameflash.net if you have questions, comments, ideas. printer return with counterfeit money. Yeah. So this dude, clearly not the brightest light bulb in the box, goes to Walmart and tries to return a printer. On the printer is a sheet of counterfeit, quote-unquote, money. I'm not even sure you can make the claim that it was real counterfeit money, because I'm doubting he had the right paper or anything that made it look good enough to pass. Except for maybe somebody who was very drunk. But he got caught. Obviously. There's this idea of a Patriot Garden, I guess, having a garden in your front lawn. And follow the link in the show notes to support this family. Just getting the word out there that they're facing the possibility of a $500 a day fine just because they have a garden in the front yard. It's their darn yard. They can do whatever the heck they want to with it as long as they're not pulling down property values, right? That's what a city ordinance is supposed to do. So don't park your truck on blocks on the front yard. But how is a neatly landscaped garden a bad thing? That particular city's being stupid. I think we have a theme this time around for the news. Stupid people. Or stupid reactions to people. Like the reaction to a 7-year-old who's suspended for a gun. Now, this isn't any normal gun. This is a gun shaped Pop-Tart. So, this 7-year-old boy goes, what can I do while I'm eating my breakfast? I'm going to shape it. Now, he's quoted as saying he was shaping it into mountains, but yeah, it kind of did look like a gun. So, his goal wasn't even to make it look like a gun. And some teacher goes, it looks like a gun. Let's suspend him. No. Are cops and robbers not a thing anymore on the playground? Are they suspended the moment they start playing that? That's scary. That's scary that we're living with so much fear of the imagination. The society is not going to fall apart just because cowboys and Indians are running around in the schoolyard. Or, heaven forbid, a child sees a shape in an object that isn't normally shaped. I'm dumbfounded. Totally dumbfounded. So, TweetDeck will be no more this summer. I'm sad. Now, TweetDeck, Chrome, on your desktops, perfectly safe. You're fine. No worries. It's the mobile version that's targeted. I'm hearing some recommendations for Hootsuite. I didn't think Hootsuite was available for Android. If it is, awesome. I need to immediately go check it out. But I'm stuck on Android at the moment. I do say at the moment, because if my current carrier ever does manage to get an iOS device, I will probably leap on the opportunity. But until then, I'm stuck with Android. Now, I don't get why they're silencing it, but kind of like the Google RSS reader, Google Reader, that's being silenced. It's just going, which is a shame because both work so fantastically. I've been trying Feedly this evening just to try something else out. Find that alternative to an RSS reader. It works, but it doesn't work as well. I don't know what I'm going to do actually, if I'm just going to flip and start monitoring each of these sites individually again and potentially missing things. I just don't know. I'll probably try some other of the RSS feed alternatives out there and give those a shot beforehand. The Google Reader, mark as read as you scroll, was the best option. Feedly tries to do it, but fails. And so when you refresh your page, up through, there are some that you accidentally didn't mark read, even though you read them and scrolled past them. The White House has come out discouraging the cell phone unlocking ban. What do you expect from a petition, guys? Seriously. You should be writing your congressperson, and they should be ripping the power to arbitrarily declare this out of the organization's hands. I think it's Library of Congress. Stop. Make them stop. Stand up and yell at them. I did go and sign the petition for the heck of it, but we need to be yelling at our congresspeople more often. Let them know they're being stupid. Last but not least, speaking of stupid, EA and SimCity. EA is going to give everybody a free game as an apology. I don't know when the cutoff is. I just know they're doing it. They're adding more servers. So, SimCity definitely didn't get prepared like it should have for a big block of slamming. But then neither did Blizzard and Diablo 3. It survived. I really don't understand what the absolutely huge hullabaloo was about regarding SimCity. But then the PC games that I watch for usually aren't $60. That's the price of a console game. Maybe that's their issue. I just don't know. I don't know. When you buy something, you do expect it to work. When they force you to go online, you expect it to work. The frustration of the customers regarding Diablo 3 was certainly justified. The frustration here, certainly justified. It's just, patience is also a virtue. Stop buying crap the moment it comes out, people. Wait, watch, listen. If I get SimCity, by the time I get it, all of the server issues will have gone away. Of course, nobody else will be playing it at that point, so I'll be all by myself in a region, but it's the small price you pay for a price discount on an item like this. I'm okay with that. And I'm Flame Flash of the FlameFlash.net podcast. We're closely approaching 100. And I'll sign off for now. Have a good night.